Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa Pilipinas po yung halo-halo ay kilalang panghimagas na binubuo po ng iba't ibang sangkap na pinagsama-sama sa isang baso. Pero po para sa matalik na magkaibigan na si Gina Jiang na isang Vietnamese at si Imelda Manalo na isang Pinay, maaari pong ilarawan ang salitang ito para sa kanilang cafe na may iba't ibang kultura, kwento at panlasa na nagsasama-sama po sa iisang lugar. Mula sa kanilang Filipino, Vietnamese, Spanish at Australian influences, pinangarap po nina Gina at Imelda na magkaroon ng isang cafe sa Sydney na sumasalamin sa multicultural na komunidad na kanilang ginagalawan. Ang kwento po, hatid ni Edinel Magtibay.
Imelda, ano yung nag-inspire sa inyo para magkaroon ng isang Filipino restaurant dito sa Parma?
I've been wanting to open a cafe for so long since I was young. I learned cooking from mom. My mom's from Pampanga. But I moved there when I was 13. I've always loved cooking. And then we were meant to open a dessert bar, which is a halo halo dessert bar, and then it turned into a coffee shop. And originally it was only Australian food. And then people started coming in, oh, why don't you have halo halo? So, yeah, I started searching the food from the Philippines. I don't really eat the food as much, but yeah, I just love cooking and I love serving the Filipino community.
And tell me about the name of the restaurant. It became Halo Halo.
Yeah, Halo Halo was supposed to be a dessert bar. We were looking at a shop at Burwood and then dessert bar turned into a coffee shop and now it's a coffee bar slash restaurant. So, yeah.
And how was it serving Filipino food around
that? Oh, it's been so amazing. We've had so much support. So, like, I'm really, really touched by the Filipino community. So, yeah, they've been so supportive. Like, I can't thank them enough.
With Halo Halo, can you tell us the story behind this? I mean, with your best friend, how do you guys, like, decided to put things together?
Because she's Vietnamese and I'm Filipino and my mom's got a bit of a Spanish background and Chinese. So I wanted to combine that, a mixed culture, the flavors. And then because my mom is from Pampanga, so we make everything in-house and I make the ice cream. So Halo Halo basically is a mixed food. Yes. So that's how it came about. Yes.
Ano yung mga paborito or yung mga binabalik-balikan dito ng mga...
God, the longanisa. Yeah, because it's made in-house, I make everything from scratch. I don't use any sachets. I basically make everything from scratch, so sauces-wise. And the adobo and tapsilog. So the biggest seller is a big breakfast, Filipino big breakfast. Yeah.
Bakit importante na sa'yo na ma-share pa rin yung food natin with different cultures and also merge it with other...
Well, because the thing is, we've only been acknowledged as our food just recently after COVID, people started noticing our food and then they didn't know. And I wanted to share my culture to the other community. It's been such a positive feedback with the other, especially the lugaw, the arroz caldo, and then the tortang talong, which is a vegetarian dish. And it's been so good with the community here, knowing what we have and what we can sell. So, because it's a mixture of Spanish food, our food, right? That's why they didn't realize that, because the name is arroz caldo, tocino, tortang talong. A guy, a Spanish guy, go, oh, that's the same as my, exactly. So yeah.
And with you, ano yung Filipino food that reminds you of home?
Oh, the longanisa, yeah, and the tocino is from my mom. Yeah, it's from Pampanga. So and the achara, because I make the achara as well. Yeah, from scratch. So she taught me how to make that. So.
How long have you been living here in Australia?
Almost 40 years now. And I actually learned Tagalog from my team. I never hardly spoke Tagalog, and then I started learning from Willoughby to here. So it's good to learn your language again. So yeah, it's been good.
So you're reconnecting at the same time, so Filipino.
Of course, yeah. It's good to learn different food from different region, like Cebuano, from Pampanga, from Bicol, from, because my staff are all from different regions. So like if I ask them something, oh, is this good? Yes, yeah, so.
As a business owner also starting, ano yung pinaka main struggle at the moment?
Foot traffic, really. And then, of course, the cost of living, right? Petrol rising, the interest rate. So, yeah, it's been a struggle. But, you know, we're trying to go in the middle, I guess, the price range for the customers. So it's hard. That's why I'm in the kitchen 6 days a week. So, and then she does the front of house for me. So she helps me out as well. Yeah, so that's the struggle, really. The cost of living, yeah.
What kind of support, yung tingin ninyo, will be needed to help small business owners like you?
I think more, you know, like, because we started work doing the market, right? And we wanted to do the Parramatta Lane, but it's just way too expensive for us for that many hours. I think more, you know, getting out there, you guys coming here to support us, that's massive for us, you know. And then especially Anna, she's been such a great support, bringing customers in, people in, and she's done this a few times for us. So that, like, the Filipino community supporting us more and more. Yeah.
Any message to all Filipino Australians out there who doesn't know yet that Halo exists?
Well, just come and see us, taste the food. We're always here. Me and Jeannie, so just say hi to us. If we're not on the floor, just come and grab me and Jeannie, and we'll say hi to you guys.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.